Ion, there was a statement that you made at one point. You said, so when you get smart and find out what DNA is and you create it, you then instigate the science that validates this ascension process. So the first question is, Ion, what is DNA?
When you stop questioning the loss of a loved one.
Stop questioning the loss of a loved one. So you don't acknowledge death.
Right.
That's what creates the DNA? That's what your question was.
No,
what creates DNA?
No, that's not
what,
the question. It's not what creates.
The question
what
was, what is DNA, Bob? The second
right.
question is, how do you create DNA, Ion?
What was the answer to the definition? Grief?
When you stop questioning the loss of a loved one, that is DNA.
That's the definition. Mm. Well, that means it's on the cellular level, which is pre-emotions.
Yeah, and the answer to the next question, Carolyn, is where no wreaths of death will hang on your mansion door.
Uh-huh, that's from the song.
The teardrops aren't welcome beyond the gates of glory, because the heart will never break anymore.
Hmm? Right. And that's how you make your DNA. So when you bring chromosome 14 into the picture, how does chromosome 14 help to make DNA?
It doesn't make DNA. It's where the rings and arms attach to allow a changed RNA to affect your DNA.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty defined. So when I'm saying how do you create DNA, then you're saying, well, it's just, you neither do it or don't do it. It's just, it's being done, and what we can do about it is take RNA drops to help affect a change in it, correct?
We take deference to get a change. You're trying to get it back the way it was.
Back the way it was, yeah. I had the wrong word.
Yeah, you have to get them to take your new product refused.
New product, refuse. That's our new product.
Oh, our new product, yeah. Refuse. Refuse.
Wait, hey, so, Carolyn, this thing about going from the DNA is created when you give up your emotions?
Yeah.
That's going back up. That's getting out of the 3D body and anatomy and going towards the cell.
Mm-hmm.
Accepting your cell imagery.
Hey.
Do you agree with that, Ion? Have there been humans without DNA and just made up of emotions? Has there been little men that way?
But we'll meet again where death has no victory, in a land where we never grow old.
Yeah, that's an emotion. Are there humans who didn't have DNA because they lived in emotions?
Not that you account.
Not that we know of.
Account.
Not that you account.
We don't acknowledge it.
Okay, Bob?
Yep.
We just
Next
love
question.
Dottie Rambo. She's so wonderful.
Oh, was that Dottie?
Mm-hmm. She wrote
now,
that song,
some
the lyrics are in your inbox.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you.
Always, I thought we were good. Seeing Bob said we weren't good for nothing. Look at there.
I know, you got my forehead.
Mm-hmm.
There are a bunch of words that evoke this question, but the question is speaking to the angels a way of stopping the labyrinth of the mind?
Yes, empirically, yes.
Okay, so I think that, Bob, unless you have something, I'm going to move on.
Oh, no, whoa. Easy. there might be a little bit more there. We said,
okay.
Well, we said to do it. We said don't do it. We said all that's beautiful, well, and fine until you start doing it in anger. Then we say, don't do it then. And, of course, then everybody wants to do it then. And some fall off the chains and do it, and it never ends well. So just so everybody knows, don't engage that in your
Now, when you say it never ends well, does it push back on the person, or it just, it you know, really demolishes the person there? Smoting, and then they have to live with the guilt.
There is no guilt. Guilt is what you do to a painting or a frame.
Gilding. In what way does it never end well?
See, the angels take advantage of it. When you're doing it in anger, they it amps it up. And it actually, it burns down the house, but it puts you inside the house that's burning.
One third of the angels take advantage of it so they can keep you in the little men box.
And all of them take advantage of when you're angry.
So all the angels want human to stay little, not just Lucifer's gang.
Well, yeah, but that's not the point. The point is the engaging. The question is, the position is, when you engage the angels, don't do it when you're angry. If you do, it burns down the house very powerfully, but it puts you inside the house that's burning. That's all we keep saying.
It's the angry part, Bob. It's the angry part that defines it.
That includes all the angels.
Correct.
Do.
Then there was another bunch of words, and our question is, what is an affect as opposed to an effect?
One's being done to you, and the other one you do.
Affect. A is the one you do?
Affect is the one you do. You cause
yeah.
it. You're first. A before
yeah.
E. So
yeah.
A means you do it. E means that they did it to you.
Was B.B. King poisoned, Ion?
Mm-mm. He's on Easter Island.
He faked his death?
He didn't die.
Well, nobody does. So, is he, was there a corpse buried?
Fake. No.
Does he listen? Did he learn about it from us?
Learn about not dying and not dying? No, I think he knew that.
No. See, nobody has to learn about not dying. See, and you're just saying, nobody dies. But is his corpse put in a coffin and buried?
No. He's on Easter Island.
Is he there because of what he learned from us, or he figured it out himself?
Yes. Morgan helped him with a little of it.
How many people has Morgan helped in the Black Caucus?
11.
Okay,
next
Oh,
topic.
Well, we already answered that, though, didn't we?
Yes.
Now, at one point you have said, so the wall is a good image of the labyrinth of the mind. So the question is the wall of the pericardium protecting the heart like the wall in the labyrinth of the mind is protecting the mind?
The 14th ring of your angel diagram. The balance, the valence, the inner and outer walls is a representation of the self, which is also a representation of the pericardium, which holds the heart. Heart of the matter is a matter of the heart.
Does it also relate to the labyrinth as a wall of the mind? That's what we're making a parallel metaphor.
It could. Brian did that pretty good. When he goes back to sleep here in a little bit, maybe he'll come back and engage that a little. But he's got to go back to sleep first.
So we got that, Karen. We got the wall. Mm-hmm. The pericardium protects us from the heart. But when we formed that question, we were thinking the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
We were protecting the heart. So what do you say? The pericardium protects the heart like the 14th ring protects what?
The 14th ring, valence and balance, represents the cell and the pericardium protection, something like that.
We're not get that clear. The 14th ring is not involved with the role of the pericardium, is it, Ion?
No. It's 75 Broadway, New York, New York. 100006.
Has Thomas Pynchon visited that address and used it in his novels?
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Yeah. He certainly has.
Yeah.
He's not a very good writer,
okay,
but he does that.
Is he aware of our work?
Yes, and if he could write, he'd write about you, but he can't seem to write.
He did write about us in his last book, and I think it's his last book, or he pretty well caught himself up to us. Now he has to deal with us.
He blew his wad. There wasn't much left.
Okay, back to this point, Kim. You got the pericardium as a wall for the heart. What is the wall in the cell? If you're talking about the 14th ring as a wall, in relation to this middle, the chromosome 14?
Mostly.
Okay, next question, Carol.
Well, surprisingly,
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe some will come up from other people, so I will release the winds.
Thank you, Ion. That was brilliant.
Okay.
Yummy.
Now, Pete.
Yummy.
Now, people, you heard two professionals. You amateurs, try to live up to your potential with our example. So, you lie.
Yeah, get a partner. Do a tag team.
Yeah, team up.
For the expatriation and death ensues.
I don't know if you can get Lynn Foch to stay in one place long enough to partner up, but she's here. She might be open to being a partner with somebody. It sounds like a country and western dance. You know, what do? You square dance? You get a partner?
Yeah, don't side up.
Yes, yeah, so
Cotton Eye Joe.
All right. I'm unmuting. You guys are at the starting gates.
On your mark, get set. Okay. I have a question. Anyone is free to tag team with me. It's welcome to tag team with me. The question was asked about the gravity. Does gravity increase in the pericardium fluid? That's why it becomes heavier?
Yes.
Because like in water, I mean, if you, it's not how heavy the object is, it's the density of the object which makes it float or sink. Because there's an up pull and there's a pressure downward.
Ion, you used to talk about, I thought, gravity. There was nothing about it pulling us down. The only gravity that existed was coming from the top down.
Up.
I'm not quite sure how to say that. Yeah.
Okay, you just say, is gravity a downward pulling ion? Or is it, said it was multivectored. Yeah. Multivectored.
That's ridiculous. I don't even make any sense. It's not downward. Where's up and down? You got to gauge up and down to say downward. It's a spin, a centrifugal pull.
So you agree with the Evergreens that it's multi-vectored gravity?
That's ridiculous. Multi-vectored doesn't mean anything.
To me, it means what you just said, spin.
Vector does not mean spin.
Well, you could say it is rim spin. Maybe multi-factored.
Then say that.
Right. Well, drop it, Ion. Let it go.
Ion.
You got that, girl. You got it.
Are there people in the space station, International Space Station?
Yes.
And when they're floating, they always say that's gravity. There's the lack of gravity. Is that accurate?
They just don't have any pull.
So they're orbiting the Earth as they say they are.
Yep.
Not
okay.
As they say they are.
What are they doing? Or where are they orbiting? A certain span of space?
We question the question.
Skip all that then. You said the poles are going farther and farther apart. So the shape of our planet, is it more like an egg?
I will fucking hang up.
We'll fucking hang up. Go ahead. It's all right with that.
I will mute that culprit.
How is that a question?
That Illuminati bitch. Let's mute the Illuminati bitch.
Is the planet shaped like a globe?
No,
I don't think it is.
It's not quite an oval, and it's not quite an ovum. So, got to go at it a different way.
It's elliptical. Ellipsoid?
Closer.
Is it a Baroque spiral? Is it a parallelogram? Is it a dodecahedron? Would it be better to say complex shaping?
Maybe.
Because it's
okay,
not always. Hey, Barbara, it's not always. Whatever answer you're going to get, Ian told me earlier today, yes, that's the answer for today, but next week when you ask the question again, there will be a different answer. Because every new answer is like a new technology. It alters you. So when you show up a week later, you've been altered, so you can ask the question again and expect a different answer because the person asking has changed from the previous answer. So next week when you ask a question, you'll get another answer. You'll be changed.
All of it with the plasma field and some space dust before you get anywhere close to your truth, Barbara. So,
is that a rule,
what?
Sarah?
You're a totally, completely separate, different thing, so you have to change everything to your plasma field and your space dust.
Well, that's arguing for your limitations.
No, not mine.
Is that the possessive your or the contraction you are?
11.
Excellent. Okay, we understand that.
What did he say? Egg butt?
Egg butt? Excellent. Excellent.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I've been muted.
Do we only create DNA in the ascended state?
No. See, we as an ascended one, we see no difference. You only know it as a little man. You're doing it. You're just not aware of it.
So it's the ascended part of me that continues to create DNA?
Yeah, very good, very good. And that's what your RNA drops do, is they help change your perspective to make new information to change the way your cells are.
And what's the role of mitochondria in the change that the drops make on the RNA?
It puts the manipian in the phatic.
Did you get that, people? This human interaction is really what all these knowledge models are about. Human interaction. That's a big lesson there for you, Barbara.
That's
not so
humor.
Much for Sarah.
Yes,
that Ian, makes us laugh.
Ian, when you interact with us, you also interact in the environment, not only talking. I want to know that.
What are you indicating by environment, Roxanne?
Environment.
You know, there's all kinds of environments.
Like everything's surrounding you.
Everything is running you? Is that what you just said?
Surrounding you.
Well, ask Ian if everything is surrounding you.
Okay, we have this perception that we're surrounded by things in visual space. I want to know if they also communicate with us or non-physical communicate with these things. Not only with words. Yes.
Not only with words. Right? Mm. Not only with words. And I'm saying
so,
do.
And you want us to answer that question without words?
Yes.
Okay. You got it.
I want to understand what is total communication because I see some things happening in my reality that I think is non-physical talking, like synchronicities and things like that, or things that I see in my awareness.
It might just be gas.
Gas is an environment.
Or angels.
An endoflection.
Endoflection. So the gases are angels, Ion. Not all of them.
I want to know why so many people don't recognize non-physical or won't engage it or think the reputation is more important.
Because they're stupid. Honey, you can't help stupid.
I know. I just understood that it's not my homework. But I think it's like all medias were developed to expand, extend what we could do with words. And now you are here talking to us, and it's amazing. Just to ask you about this communication, what's going on? Like you said, every time we ask a question, the answer is different because we are changed. So, for example, now that you say 11 to me, how did I change?
Due to endoflexion.
What's endoflexion?
Pairing identities.
What'd you say?
Pairing identities, like pairs.
Are you saying pairing?
Yeah.
Pairing?
P-A-I-R-I-N.
Pairing identities. Pairing identities. Is that what endoflexion is? Did you look it up? What's your question about pairing? Make a full statement.
I want to know in which way we are changed every time Ion answers something, because every time, even if we ask the same question, we get a different answer.
Endoflexion doesn't seem to be a real word. Yeah,
it doesn't have to do with endoderm, mesoderm, and endoderm.
No, I found it. There's this paper, the flexion structure and dimorphy, flexion units, singulators, generators, and the enumeration of multi-zeta irreducibles.
Excellent.
It sounds like math.
Yeah, try and find it in there, Bob. They don't even use that word.
No, it's in the entry.
On 137.
I know, but it's not in the paper.
Of that report.
I stuck it in the Google. It says an endoflexion of length R is any cell mapping of
said it was page
BIM or of the form flex. Yeah, but I see a sentence.
Is there a page 137, Bob?
It's like a sort of function.
It's in 7.6, 7.6 cell dimensions for AL, AL.
What page, 137?
Yeah, I'm looking
at 7.6 cell dimensions, A-L-A-L.
So it's a mathematical thing. You've got to bring Jack Sarfati in here to understand the formulaing.
With its B part.
See, bring in the music. I do not see the word on page 137, Ion.
Not on the one on page 137. It tells you what it is.
Great.
Don't complain there, lazy Madeline.
Just lay down, darling. Just lay down. Open your mouth and let it slide down your throat hole.
Hey, I found it.
All right.
152, Madeline, is endoflexion, and that's spelled X-I-O-N. Wow, this beautiful formulas. Is that done by computers?
There you go, Gene.
Thanks.
It's a lot of math. Okay, it's
that.
A math, math. Look, yeah, you're going to... Yeah, leave that
What did you say about an irregular number not able to be reduced, something like that?
That's all right, 1.3.
That's Worcester's number, 1.3 or 3.1. Never remember.
The dimorphic substructure.
Okay, we don't need to get in big words.
I love big words.
Dimorphic substructure is not a big word, Bob.
Well, the meaning is big.
Not even 10 letters.
But, like, what does it mean? Nobody knows the terms. It's a foreign language.
Well, let's push it up.
Why? You just lead us down a garden path. Isn't it better just to play a song? Play some Bieber.
Can we just play some Vestal?
Oh no!
Stick with the tonalities.
Dr. Dean's about to slip a stitch. You know what you should say?
You said a side of beef art, Ion. A side of beef art. You did say a side of beef art. We like to play some. Harry and Irene owned a canteen. Brought in Randy Knight to help them get married.
Dimorphic.
Dimorphic is related to polymorphing. It has to do with the multiple of the same. So it's like there are multiple of us.
That's 111. That's 111111. Roxy, that's 111. Multiple of the same. That's 111111. That he was typing.
And at the atomic level, the particles can be here and there at the same time, so there's also multiples of the same.
So electrons are dimorphic?
Everything. We also.
That's a little extreme, Roxy. Have you had any evidence of that?
Yes. There's many of us.
Many of you there in Rixdorf. Yeah, the Rixdorf faction.
Even Carol and Somi in Maui.
That's right. That's true. Endoflexion, then, what does it mean to you, Roxy?
I don't know why I think it has to do with the high-end dietist that we tend to divide things in two, but at the end, there are things that cannot be divided, like the irregular numbers cannot
be. So you got a question out of that for Ion?
I want to know.
Oh, good. Some beef art songs.
That was awesome, Ion. Excellent.
Pleasure.
What that was, Carol? That was from Captain Beefheart's 1974 period where he had fired the Magic Band. He was on his own. So he put out two commercial albums. One was called Unconditionally Guaranteed. He's on the album cover wringing his hands. He's pretending he's going totally commercial to make money, and he's wringing his hands. Well, all through this video from that period, he's wringing his hands in a different way, and he's fighting the camera and mugging it. So it actually, this video throws a whole new light on the phase of Beefheart's career that everybody hates. It actually threw a new thing. So that's very interesting that Ion retrieved that particular video. Very good, Ion. It was a learning experience, Ion.
Yum, yum.
Yummy. No, yum. Yum, oh, okay, yum. And the song was called The My Oh My Old Whistle Test. What is it? The My Oh My Old Gray
Whistle Test.
You guys can look it up and watch it. It's very interesting, Beefheart, what he's doing there. He was considered a total loser in that period.
You're telling them how to find it, look it up, listen to it, engage it, find it. They can't even stay with you while you're doing it the first time. How are they going to go back and retrieve it to go back to do it, even in your archives that are there forever, to get to someplace out there that's supposed to be somewhere that they're supposed to get to, that you told them to because it was important and pointed out why it was important. And you don't even remember what you were talking about. How are they?
No, they would re-listen to the show on their own time.
Oh, okay, so then it'll be a significant thing. It's not right now.
Right.
Okay, good.
They'll be able to stop the recording, look up the YouTube, watch it, then stop the recording and go back to the replay of our payday. According to my understanding of human behavior, I think that would work. Anybody refuse my interpretation of that?
Did anybody check to see if they've trademarked the medicine refused yet? Have they trademarked it yet? You better check the book.
Okay, next question.
Ion, are we going to get rain?
You ain't going to get no rain. We're going to
I think that was Gene,
Bob. Dry you out.
Why?
Why?
Dry is good. You like arid. You like it dry. You like it sunny. So enjoy it. Go get a tan.
Allison's listed here. Why doesn't Allison have a question?
No, we like the rain.
But she gets rain.
Can we go back to the pericardium?
Ion, is tone only related to matter? Is the purpose
tone
of tone
affects,
only in...
No, tone affects matter. But the lines and spaces, every good boy does fine. And the spaces between the inference is what gauges frequency.
The spaces between the inference. And you would consider that physical, the spaces?
We could.
I want to know how engaging babble affects us. Like you say, we engage you and then we get another answer because we change. How would we change if we speak with the angels?
You're not going to answer that, Ion?
Not likely.
What's wrong with the question?
You answer it, Tim.
Tim Womack wrote to me a definition of endoflexion. He says it's Greek. Aesthetic consciousness is one of the facets of the spiritual and the practical development of the world. Creativity, in quotes, by the laws of beauty, unquote, appears on the basis of work and is its complement. In the course of employment, from human spiritual faculties, which include an aesthetic consciousness. In the process of work and the aesthetic sense of human activity are formed. There are aesthetic requirements which have a holistic effect on the personality. Then he says another definition, aesthetic consciousness in the forms of social consciousness has a special mesto.
Esteshi Skoku consciousness is the spiritual foundation that provides a harmonious unity and inner relationship of the various manifestations of the spiritual life of humans and society as a whole. Aesthetic consciousness is formed in the process of aesthetic activity and is defined as a holistic, emotionally rich, and I think that's it. It's cut off. Is that too many words, Ion, for endoflexion?
It's a lot of them, but they apply.
They apply. Aesthetic consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what you studied, Roxy. That should evoke a question from your past. Aesthetic consciousness. The environment becomes art form.
I want to link that with words because for some reason words became so important in our art form,
okay, well,
in creating
right.
the environment.
Well, Ion says that the cells are the first to speak words. The cells come before the blood in the autonomic system. And the first thing that comes after the cells are words. So does that evoke a question?
What type of words were the cells using?
They don't.
They don't use words?
Were they using impulses or chemistry?
Refraction.
Refraction. You did say last week that words are uttered by cells.
That's right, refraction.
And those were perfect cells. Eye cells.
Perfect cells, yeah.
What made them come together and start creating, for example, organs and then organisms, then people?
Not necessarily in that order.
So I want to know the order. When there were cells, were there people already like people? So they weren't part of the God?
You're asking if there were people before cells.
No, if when the cells appeared, they appeared already being part of God, a human creator.
I would say that the cells are not part of the ascended. The ascended doesn't have any description or content. Is that too extreme to say that?
No, it's about right. Yeah, you're close.
Endo in Greek means internal or within.
Internal.
Well, for endo, I see arteritis, not arthritis, but arteritis, inflection, retention cyst. That's what I see.
Mm. And you said on May 16th that words are tonal, but you can't use words to describe frequencies. Were you using the word cells produce tones or are affected by tones, is that correct?
Mostly.
You say cells created words, but ascended beings don't have cells.
They have cells, they just don't have pollen cells.
Who has cells?
Everybody.
You said they just don't have fallen cells. Who are you referring to? Everybody?
The little man.
So the cells don't fall.
Little cells. Right.
Cells don't fall.
It's just the myocardial rips and repeats and copies it before it's complete in a little man.
Is that the part of us that's always ascended, Ion?
They allow the activation of ascension.
The really important token is between the cells.
Only
it's important.
Conversation is the information that change allows them to go back to full.
The only conversation is the change that allows them to go back to fully ascended cells?
Deuce.
So, Ion, the tone of music evokes a feeling that's very different than the feeling that's evoked by emotions. Those are different kinds of feelings. Can you describe the difference between feelings that are produced by emotion, little man emotion, and feelings that are produced by the tones of music.
Mm. Okay, play your music, Bob.
Well, let's go back to the definition, your current definition of DNA. Current definition of DNA being, what was it, getting over the boss of a loved one? That's the current
yes,
definition.
That's it. That's it. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Carolyn further clarified a little bit as far as the reasoning being because there is no death. Kind of sounds like to me has to do with in Revelation when they talk about the second death and the first resurrection. Would that be considered DNA? Consider that in your definition.
Yeah, it'll fit in your pipe if you want to smoke it.
So is that a yay or a nay? Or can you just make anything up that one please?
Let's talk about you.
Talk about me.
Do.
What do you want to know, Ion?
Do you want to discuss the necromancer?
Was that in one of these TV series? Was that in Fringe or... No, it was in True Blood, wasn't it? And you were saying, everybody's missing the necromancer. Is that where it comes from, True Blood?
It comes from lots of places, but there's a reference there. Sidney Stackhouse did play with it a bit, yes.
I don't know what necromancer is, but I haven't seen that series.
Well, then you should try looking it up.
Does anybody have a definition of necromancer?
It's a person who practices necromancy, a wizard or magician.
A wizard or magician?
Wizard, a wizard or a magician.
Oh, that makes me think of Merlin. Think of on History Channel, they were doing something on Merlin and what Merlin knew or didn't know or what he was causing. It was a big deal, I guess, back in Camelot. This necromancer business, are you referring to a wizard or a magician?
The action of it.
Is it about communicating with the dead, Ion?
There's no dead.
With a deceased?
Hey, there are no dead, guys. There are no dead.
There's no deceased.
You must remember that. Yeah, the clicking is from Brian's phone, but it's okay. We know it's from Brian, so we'll keep Brian on.
Okay, so for what a magician and wizard does, what does a wizard do? Most people say, well, they do magic. Magic, or you're referring to something other than magic.
No.
Not magic. How about creation? Creating, as in creating things that are not manifest on Earth right now.
But they are on Earth, aren't they, Ion?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Wrong monkey.
Wrong monkey, Brian.
Rum and monkey.
Rum and monkey.
I'm back.
Where you been, Roxana?
She went to the bathroom. None of your business.
Man, that's a long time, Rosetta. You didn't rub one out while you was in there, did you?
Why do you think her bathroom's in there? These are Germans. They don't have the same special arrangements we do. Brian, their toilets have ledges on them. In the bowl, it has a ledge, which causes all kinds of complications, I tell you.
Who's there?
The superfluous there. Patented Deutsch.
Yeah, patented Deutsch.
Say Deutsch.
Okay, so I haven't gotten to the necromancer.
Was Elizabeth Montgomery a necromancer?
Who's that, Bob?
Bewitched.
Elizabeth. Mm-hmm.
Bewitched, the TV
Bewitched.
Show.
Did she do magic? What was it she did, Bob?
She wiggled her nose and could manifest anything that way. This is 50 years ago, this TV show.
She wiggled her nose and get what you wanted.
She was a witch.
So there's a difference between a necromancer and a witch, yes.
Well, I'm reading here necromancer.
Answer, not
is
master.
Necromancer is it's a
specialized
novel about cyberspace.
What? Oh, that's William Gibson's novel.
Yeah.
1984. Yeah, it's Necromancer, M-A-N-C-E-R. Are you quoting the novel, Ian?
No.
No.
Necromancy.
It's not necromaster. It's, that's not the word that's being said.
No. Necromancy, M-A-N-C-Y.
I'll tell you what the Wikipedia says. It's a form of magic involving communication with the deceased, either by summoning their spirit as an apparition or raising them bodily for the purpose of divination, imparting the means to foretell future events or discover hidden knowledge, or use the deceased as a weapon.
That's what I did. Because I did not believe that there was dead that you couldn't communicate with, I evoked Ion. That's how I did it. I thought I was doing the evergreens, but I knew you could talk to the dead, and they weren't dead.
Forgotten realms. The forgotten realms.
So Klaus, is what you did the definition of DNA?
It's a definition of necromancy. Are we? No. DNA, yes. I wouldn't grieve. You wouldn't be grieving over the dead person. That's what Ian said. Yes, necromancy it leads to DNA. That's correct, Brian. Damn, you're great when you're asleep.
Do you agree with that, Ian?
Ian doesn't agree with anything. Not a chance, see? He's not going to agree with anyone. We're not looking for agreement. We're not looking for agreement from Ion. We're looking for his responses for the ratio of the moment, because everything's always changing. So each moment, depending on your parameters, has a ratio, a symmetry, a quality, a isness, before it becomes ourness, and then becomes wasness. You'll notice I'll say words, and Ion will sort of pretend to agree, or say yes, he'll let it ride. Other times I might say the words in a different moment, and he won't accept them. So this is the figure ground changing all the time. This is what the training is in perception here, to recognize it's happening in your being already, and you catch up with it with your mind. Finer words have not been said so far in the last 2 minutes.
Ulysses raised the dead of Hades with sheep's blood in the depths of Hades.
That's what we want, sheep's blood. That doesn't throw me anymore.
Ulysses. Raise the dead of Hades with sheep's blood in the depths of Hades.
Did Ulysses do that, Ion? Is that what you're quoting, Ulysses?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. Can't you hear that? That's our RNA or DNA or eye cells talk.
Robert Barrett entered the catacombs at Highgate Cemetery in London to raise the dead in 1598. Robert Browning was placed in a pillory.
Raising the dead in London in 1598.
Highgate Cemetery.
Speaking of raising the dead, shall we phone Reverend Stang and have you give him a church message?
A church message? A church message?
Yeah,
give him a church message.
A church message. Wishy-wa. Look at it, yeah. Fuck you.
Sandra D with the best necromancer.
Ah, I just saw an interview. She offed herself a few years ago. Yeah, she wasn't very happy. Okay, Ian, shall we do Stang? Would you have something to say, or you're not into it? I don't want to be calling, and you don't have anything to contribute. I'm interested in what you would say.
It's your chicken. It's your show.
All right.
Have you gotten any response from Stang?
Not publicly. He does not do it publicly. Are you with me, Ion?
Okay.
Hello. You have reached the correct number, the Subgenius Foundation. But you must leave a message or send a fax.
We prefer just the fax. Just the fax, ma'am. Just send the fax. That's what we want is the fax. And thank you for the subgenius particular that you share and that you respond. We appreciate your kind subgenius, however endearing. TTFN.
Stick to the facts, man.
R&E, R&E.
Good night.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone's hooked to a fax machine.
Yeah, get Dr. Legume to phone 602-666-6027. Or any facsimile there in...
Coffee don't fax worth a damn. You would arrange it, run. Coffee don't fax worth a dumb some bitch.
He's quoting Scoodbelly's Doug. Oh, okay, we got to go.
Bob, are you going to mention the convergence of dogma?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't remember.
Is it something... Did our dogma... Oh, you mean earlier today. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, the foot gland. Yes, foot gland. All right. Okay,
yeah,
let's try that. I'll call the other number. I will lead the charge here, Ian. You can back me up if you want to, but the rest of you can speak.
Hello. You have reached the correct number. The Subgenius Foundation.
Doug, here on the lab, here on air lab, about an hour or two ago, we were exposed to the foot gland. And parallel to what?
Painful.
What was it parallel to? The other gland, the hypothalamus?
First
no?
and second dorsal.
Oh, yeah,
dorsal.
First and dorsal.
No.
Very important church dogma, Doug. It definitely send one of your underlings or yourself in
the
here to interact with Ion to get this clarified. Again, the Book of Subgenius is slightly accidentally
the
prophetic of Ion.
Separation between
check your dorsal arteries quickly.
Oh, what you're talking
quickly.
About is the amygdala. The amygdala.
Yeah, now play this stuff on your show.
The amygdala.
Doug. Play this show. Yeah, this is what Love Job
talking about,
Love Job had for a reach out.
Was the dorsal fins and the amygdala.
Will you shut up, sir? We're back to work here. We had a little fun. Next question for Ion.
This spell enables the necromancer to command undead creatures for a period of time. It takes one action to cast and has a range of 30 feet and can be used to control a maximum number of undead up to the caster's level of Wiss modifier. Each casting affects up to the caster's BMD to an end die of undead. The undead targeted make a will save against the control spell. The undead are commanded by voice. Psychic communication is not possible, but the undead understand the caster no matter what language is spoken. Even if the vocal communication is not possible in an area of silent spell, for example, the controlled undead do not attack the caster of the spell. At the end of the spell, the undead revert back to their normal behavior. Intelligent undead remember the necromancer that controlled them.
Who's the author of that? Is that H.P. Lovecraft? You made that up. Not H.P. Lovecraft. Ion quotes from himself.
There is a game now in Mexico with two pencils. Mostly teenagers are playing that. Like they put yes, no, maybe. It's like a very basic type of necromancy. What are they communicating with? Who is answering the questions as this pencil moves?
The larger part of them.
And what was the name of the art? Is it a Ouija board, Roxy, or what?
No. They place two pencils, like a cross.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me. Right, the direction.
And
the
pencil above moves and says yes, no, maybe. And they think they're communicating with spirits.
Well, the larger self would include everything, as we were saying in our last video, our second last video. The artist programs a whole environment and contains the whole worlds and worlds as its content. That's God consciousness. They're communicating with themselves. That's the answer. Two-pencil necromancy. Wonderful. Wonderful question there. I think I clarified some things for people.
Is it a useful tool?
Pencils are very useful. you can draw, and if they have an eraser, you can erase with dry.
Yes, but to use them as
pencils, mechanicals are better.
To use it like that, as a yes, no oracle, is it really a useful tool that we can use?
A stereo test is good.
Stereo test, that's your field. That's electronic composing.
Yeah, panic.
Panic, did you say? Panic?
Panic. It's like you said your
like
fan.
Strasbismologist.
To the left or to the right, and you move the sound on the space from one
right.
speaker.
And what's the word you're saying? Mamik?
Panning. P-A-N-N-I-N-G.
Oh, panning. Yes, panning. Panning.
No.
Yeah. Well, you said strabismologist.
Ion talks technically. Ion suggests technical solutions to necropancy. Yeah, technical solutions to
necropanic.
S-T-R-A-B-I-S-M-O-L-O-G-I-S-T-S.
I suggest technical solutions to necromancy, probably about 6:50. Don't get mad at me if I'm a minute off when Ed Long posts this. Anybody else got any topics? Come on.
Well,
what's wrong with you,
Ian,
people?
Are you talking about necromancy to let us know that we can use it to discover hidden knowledge?
Well, it wouldn't be very
Why?
Hidden if you can.
That's known since antiquity.
In your earliest futures.
Yeah, earliest futures.
Are there
ancient
any famous
antiquity?
Beings? That used necromancy?
11.
There were 11 people.
And Merlin was one of them.
I was going to ask
Murray.
About the 11 again.
Yeah,
what
you know,
about
you know
11?
Who, another one was Marie Antoinette. Marie Antoinette was one. Used the fireplace.
Is 11 the mirror world to this world?
No.
Move along now.
Did they
Nothing
use 11 in necromancy?
Sometimes.
There's nothing to notice here. Move along, people. Move along. Nothing to notice.
Ion, a few paydays ago, you said that fossil law activates the resonant key. Bob named it the key of resonance. I looked up resonance, and it was an interesting definition that had to do with the sound elicited on percussion of the chest. Is there a relationship between the resonance and
resonance
the percussion?
Resonance is with sound. Sound expands in the space, and it's reflected by, for example, walls, and that creates resonance, like in an instrument, inside an instrument, and that amplifies the sound, like in a church.
Right. Right, and I'm just asking about that relationship within the pericardium. Is there one, Ion?
Go get Dr. Dean.
Yeah, I think the heart in the bag would be resonant. I think we talked about that a little bit.
Well, our thorax is also like a resonant cage.
Right, we talked about that.
Bars of bones.
So is that what creates
emotions?
Maybe that resonance is what creates emotional complexities, even though the heart's not involved with emotion. Does that resonance within the pericardium cage cause emotional inner kingdom palpitation, Ion?
No.
There's another interesting definition of resonance, that being the enhancement of an atomic, nuclear, or particle reaction or scattering event by excitation of internal motion in the system.
It's an aspect of it.
And there's another one that has to do with the stability of the species. It's lengthy. Let me go ahead and read it. The conceptual alternation of a chemical species of a molecule or ion between two or more equivalent allowed structural representations differing only in the placement of electrons that aids in understanding the actual state of the species as an amalgamation of its possible structures and the usually higher than expected stability of the species. So is there a relationship there with the changes in perfecting the cells?
Well, it's an example of it.
Ion, besides angels and physical and necromancy, what else can we communicate to? What else can we engage in our communication? Like Bob communicates with everything.
Bob hasn't communicated yet with anything. Things communicate. And Bob just happens to fall by his way. He's the standard for how it didn't work and why it wouldn't work and why you couldn't have it. If you got it, you wouldn't know you got it. And why Marshall McLuhan had to live, breathe, and die so he could be proven a fraud and a charlatan, not knowing anything that he knew that he didn't know that he thought he knew. And Bob's got the tiny note chart to prove it.
My old chart proves my limitations. Now, if I was any one of your fucking typical Ionettes, I'd be bawling my head off now, quitting and going home and canceling my subscription to Dr. Dean's newsletter. But I'm not. I'm an example of putting up with this fucking abuse. So you guys start taking the fucking abuse, okay?
Because Bob's the prophet.
I've just been told I'm the worst human being on the planet. Does that bother me? No.
You're not great.
Praise Bob.
Yeah, praise Bob.
Is there anything we can communicate besides, like, angels and spirits and non-physical? Are we missing something? Some other creature or thing that can talk to us?
I would say yourself, between you and you. That's the real test of communication.
If you can convince you, you've got a better chance of convincing the world.
So get in touch with yourself, the other self, Roxy.
Nice,
says Gene. I get a good review from Gene. Bob, it covers
Bob.
Candidacy for
see?
Greatest human being that ever lived.
You don't feel true emotion.
But
you don't have emotion,
but,
your feelings aren't evoked by emotion. They're evoked by music. So you're ascended. All of your cells, practically all of them, I bet.
Can anyone here understand this?
Nope.
Nope, not so far. A bunch of jibber-jabber to it.
Jibber-jabber. Ion, answer!
Glib-glabber.
Glib-glabber. For the love of glib-glabber.
So we're not communicating with glib-glabber?
Yeah.
Is there anything else besides those entities that are communicating with us or can communicate with us? Or that's it. That's all we can communicate with.
We're not putting limitations on it.
Hey, Ion, Tim says, yo, Gotti, don't fuck up this week and make Bob turn the chat off again. What do you think, Ion? Did Gotti fuck it up? Should I turn it off? Should I turn it off? Ion, what do you think? You got me turned on. Are you appreciating their chat while we're working away here in the lab?
Interesting.
Oh, okay, that favors turning it off. Are you ready, Bill? The decision's coming down soon. Tim blew it. Look, even Madeline's in there.
How can we make our communication stop being mortar?
Ion's kind of mumbling, though, Madeline says. Ion's coming through, but that's a good question. How can we clear up our... What was that, Roxy? How can we communicate beyond mortar?
How do we transform our communication in a way that is not mortar?
Yeah, now answer that.
That is
a good
real
question, Ion. Is it so good, Ion, that it doesn't require an answer? Is that the standard we go by?
We can answer it, but we would just undo something, so we'll let it sit for a second. It's stewing. We got to stir it from the bottom so it'll stick.
Oh, this is why we have the sounds period. You have to stir. There's so much involved now. It's way more complicated than James Martinez for him. It's a more complicated interaction happening here.
Did he say do, Carol? I think he did. I think he said do.
He
said do.
Bob, what did you say, Bob?
Bob, was it you?
Ion has to sift out. Ion has built up so many hours of recorded material over the last 5 years or so that we ask a question, he's got to sift through the archives. That's why there's a silent period. He has to figure out what he did say, what he could say, what he didn't say, and what...
We went to the archives and we covered all three pages.
Tim, do you agree that you could have figured out it was American Pharoah for voting on the horse race recently? Or do you know that Ion did not indicate that at all, Tim? And you don't know why Ion's saying that they indicated American Pharoah in some way. That's the question for you, Tim. Call in or type up your answer. Go ahead, the young lady who was in the third row in the fourth seat on the right beside the bald guy. Go ahead.
Next to the big guy, yeah.
Ion, is the...
You're the bald
the
guy?
Resonance.
Nice. We had no idea.
The bald guy, shut up. It's the woman beside you, you bald woman. How
okay.
rude could you be? The bald guy jumped in, Carolyn, to hog the question.
Okay, so the question is the resonance key magnetic?
No.
Maximagnetic.
No.
Ion, when you grow the Finnegan's Wake, you...
Very clever.
You grow the word iocele. Were you hinting to the iocele?
No, spider monkeys.
Spider monkeys. Well, that section, page 407 of Finnegan's Wake... Over to 410, it's the beginning of Sean's address to the masses, and it mentions Nova Scotia. Was that referring to my acceptance speech when I'm president?
Yawn, yes.
Did you say yawn?
Yain.
Yes.
Yep.
No, Sean is called yawn in later books in Finnegan's Wake, so it's accurate to say yawn.
But the Germans have this ambivalent yes and no at the same time. That sounds like that. It's Jain.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Wow.
It can be yes, it can be no, you can know.
Is that what you were doing, Ion? Mm-hmm. Were you doing that?
Chances are.
Yeah, it's not yet decided. Both possibilities are open.
Well, everything's open. We never get closed.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Okay, Tim said, not clear that Ion indicated Pharaoh to win. He mentioned Pharaoh towards the end. Okay, he mentioned Pharaoh towards the end. I got the first four picks he indicated for a superfecta. Does that mean you picked four, you got the first, you did well? Is that what you mean, Tim? You did well on the superfecta? Okay, we'll find out.